Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for just the reality of your presence here.
父，我们为着你的同在的实际，我们来祷告。
And as we gather here in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉着你爱子的名在这里聚集。
Indeed, we are strengthened in our inner man by your Holy Spirit.
是我们里面的人实在是借助你的圣灵得到刚强。
And the life and the fellowship, the communion that we share together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣的生命和这个圣灵的里面，我们一同交通。
We rejoice together this morning, Lord.
我们在你面前一同欢喜快乐。
And Lord, as we open your word, we confess our total dependence upon you.
当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们实在是要承认我们需要完全的来依靠你。
Lord, you are the living word, and Lord, we need your spirit to lead us.
主，你是活的话语，我们需要你的灵来带领我们。
Even words that maybe we've heard many times before, Lord, we pray we might hear your voice this morning.
虽然是有些话语我们是那样熟悉，但是我们今天早晨需要听到你的声音。
And as your church is strengthened and built up and encouraged by your word, Lord, this is our prayer this morning.
今天早上我们祷告，你的教会能够借着你的话得到建立。
May your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
但愿你的旨意能够成就，靠耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. It really is a joy for me to be with you, brothers and sisters, again. It's been quite some time.
我实在很高兴和弟兄姊妹经过这很久的一段时间能够在一起。
And I'm really encouraged just to be here. I'm encouraged by the prayer, by the worship, and just to see some faces that I haven't seen for a while.
靠着弟兄姊妹的同在，靠着你们的祷告，我实在是得到很大的鼓舞。
I'd like to read some verses of scripture this morning.
所以我愿意和弟兄姊妹一同读一段圣经。
And the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音里。
We're going to go to chapter 15, but before we do, I'd like to read two verses in Luke chapter 10.
是在路加福音第十五章，但是我们读那一章以前呢，我有两卷经文呢，是要在路加福音第十章的两节经文，我们先读一下。
So we have Luke chapter 10, verses 21 and 22.
第十章的二十一节跟二十二节。
Luke 10:21, In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit, and he said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐，说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为这是你的美意，本是如此。
And in verse 22, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
二十二节，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子是谁；除了子和子所愿意指示的，就没人知道父是谁。
And then from Luke chapter 15.
然后我们再读路加十五章。
Luke chapter 15.Verse 1, Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
众税吏和罪人都爱敬耶稣，要听他讲道。 法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。So
he spoke this parable to them, saying,
耶稣就用这个比喻对他们说。Now
before I read any further, I'd like to point one thing out. Every story has a back story.
在我们继续读下去以前呢，我要提醒一下，就是每一段故事的背后，其实另外有一层故事。We
can start reading the Gospels in any particular point we choose.
我们可以从任何一段福音书呢来读。There's
already something going on, though.
在我们读的那段经文呢，周围呢已经。
And it's important to pay attention to the background. What actually is going on when we watch the Lord Jesus, when we see the Lord Jesus, when we listen to His words, He's addressing a situation.
所以这个我们留意这些背景是非常重要的。当我们来看我们的主在做些事、说些话，知道说他是到底是跟哪些人讲的背景是很有。
And there is an immediate background to what's going on here in chapter 15.
在第十五章里面呢，他一开始呢就告诉我们这个主耶稣讲比喻的那个背景是什么。Jesus
is sitting at the table sharing a meal with, we're told, many disreputable types.
我们在这里看到主耶稣呢坐着在和这些 没有名声的，名声不好的人呢，一同吃饭。
You know, in the Gospels, whenever you read about tax collectors and sinners, you know that's just sort of a collective term for outcasts, rejects, failures, losers.
当我们在福音书里面读到罪吏和罪人的时候，说到他们是一些局外人，他们是受藐视的。People
who have no reputation.
那些是一批没有声望的人。And
especially people who have no reputation among those who consider themselves to be righteous.
尤其是他们在那些自以清高的人的面前是没有好声望的。Now
the back story is that all of the tax collectors and the sinners are drawing near to
Jesus.
They are attracted to Him. There's something about Him that is drawing them.
主耶稣身上有些气质，有些东西呢，来吸引这些人来到他面前。
So that they want to be near Him.
他们就乐意来亲近他。These
disreputable types, these who know that they are outcast.
这些有坏生命的这些局外人呢，他们自己本身知道他们的情形。They're
not driven away from Jesus, but they're attracted to Him. And as they come to Him, they find that He is open to welcome them.
他们不觉得他们被主耶稣排斥在外，反而觉得能够亲近他。然后他们亲近他的时候，发现主耶稣的心向他们是打开的。Almost
as though a stranger would come to knock on your door, and you greet them and you welcome them.
就像一个陌生人在你们家门口敲门的时候，你开了门来欢迎他们进到你家里。And
not only to say, "What do you want?" but to say, "Come, let's sit together." And share a meal together.
不是光说你来做什么，乃是说你来和我一起坐着吃饭。Now
we're told that scribes and the Pharisees, you know, that also, that's a sort of a general term. The Pharisees were those who saw themselves as separated unto God, separated from all that was evil unto God's will.
还有这个法利赛人和文士的意思呢？ 乃是这一批呢把他们自己和世俗分开专心来追求认识神的那一帮人。
And the scribes, of course, are the Bible teachers.
这文士乃是说到他们是教导圣经的人。
They know the scriptures inside and out.
他们对于圣经是非常熟悉从里外都通。
And we're told that they took offense when they saw the way Jesus was towards these outcasts.
但是他们看到主耶稣呢和这些局外人吃饭的时候，他们心中觉得非常的不舒服。
And so Jesus, as in verse 3, he told this parable to them.
就在这种情形中啊，主耶稣呢在第三节告诉我们说，他就用这些比喻对他们说话。
Now that situation, that's the immediate backstory.
所以我刚才提到的乃是这些在这个这个非常。这就是非常这个接近的那些背景。
But now I read from chapter 10 because this is really what I want to share with you. There is something I really feel the Lord has been trying to teach me in these recent years.
我当读到这个路加福音第十章的时候，我那两个经文就觉得这些年来神好像要叫我学习一些功课。
The real backstory is the eternal story.
那个在这些故事的背景后面的那个真故事乃是一个永恒的故事。
And Luke chapter 10 records an occasion where after Jesus had been rejected by many.
在第十章我们所读到的那个经文的背景乃是主耶稣呢先被许多的人拒绝了。
It says at that very hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit.
但是圣经里面却告诉我们，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐了。
And he gave thanks to his Father.
他就向着父神献上他的感恩。
So there you see, Father, Son, Holy Spirit in agreement together.
你要看到父神，还有主耶稣，还有圣灵，他们都是有一个心灵。
Full of rejoicing.
他们都在那里欢乐。
Not because Jesus is being rejected.
不是因为主耶稣被弃绝。
But because they know that the purpose, the will, the real truth of what's going on doesn't dependUpon the response of these people.
因为神的目的旨意呢，实在是不在乎人的反应如何。
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the understanding and has revealed them to little children.
所以耶稣被圣灵感动就欢乐起来说父啊我感谢你因为你将这些事情向聪明通达的人隐藏起来向婴孩就显明出来
For this is well pleasing in your sight
因为这你的美意本是如此
Jesus knows his father's heart
主耶稣认识他父亲的心意
And he knowsThat even the stubbornness of my heart, of your heart, of even the most unpromising character cannot prevent God's will from being done.
不论你我的心有多么刚硬，我们没办法拦阻神旨意的成就。
And he goes on to say, all things have been given to me by my Father.
主耶稣又说呢，一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
What confidence there is！
你看到这里面的那个主耶稣对这件事情的信心吗
？All things have been given to me by my Father。
一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
And no one knows who the Son is except the Father。
除了父，没有人知道子是谁。
No one knows who my Father is except the Son。
除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父是谁。
And whoever the Son chooses to reveal him.
子所乐意所指示的。
So you see how this knowledge of the Father is exclusive. Nobody can know it. Nobody can claim to have it.
所以对父神的认识呢，是一个非常这个特殊的，是不是所有的人都能明白。
It is the decision of the Son who comes to know the Father.
就在于子他决定向谁来指示父是谁。
And the Father is well pleased to make His Son known even to the infant.
所以这个父乐意我们的主呢向婴孩来显明他是谁。
Now this is the real backstory, brothers and sisters.
这个是这些背景后面的真正的故事。
And I feel I really need to learn this because I'm so prone to judging by appearances.
因为我实在需要学习这个功课，因为我很乐意呢靠着外貌来论断别的人。
And I read an article the other day. It was published in a Christian magazine that had all kinds of statistics.About how people are leaving the churches.
我有次读到一个基督教的杂志，他说里面提到说，很多人呢离开了神的教会。
North America and in Europe in particular.
在北美洲，尤其是在欧洲一带的地方。
And there was a tone of real concern and worry about, well, how can we get them to turn around and come back?
那个杂志的那篇文章里面就提醒我们哈，就非常这个紧迫的要我们想办法怎样把这些人再招回来。
And then you can turn to Luke 15 and you can read that verse.And I have read that verse many times, and I never saw this.
我们读到路加福音十五章的时候，这些经文呢，我读了好多好多遍，但是从来没有看到这一点。
We're told that all of the tax collectors and the sinners were drawn to him.
这里告诉我们呢，众税吏和罪人。都挨近主耶稣。
When Jesus is there,
当主耶稣在那里的时候，主耶稣在那里的时候
，all are drawn to him.
这些罪人和罪吏呢，都来亲近主。
And he is receiving them.
主呢，在接纳他们。
The most unpromising characters are finding.Themselves at home in the presence of Jesus.
这些没有好名声，这些没有好前途的人，他们呢，在基督耶稣里呢，找到他们的家。
And sitting down at the table to eat with him.
他们能够觉得非常释放，能够坐在主耶稣面前和他一起吃饭。
Now this is not really what.I would expect to see. My thought is that, well, you know, not many people are really interested in Jesus these days.
所以这个呢，跟我当初的想法不一样。我觉得呢，现代这些人呢，现代的人对主耶稣呢没有兴趣的。
You can have that thought. Well, there's not so many people that are really very open.
你可以在你的脑海里觉得说，很多人呢，对着主呢不是敞开的。
And you can point to the statistics. Well, look how many people are leaving the churches.
你可以从这些统计里面、数字里面呢，看到多少人离开教会。
And I'm usually thinking in terms of what I can say to people so that they will open up their heart and receive Jesus.
所以我呢，常常想到说，我要讲哪些话呢，使这些人呢，向着主呢，打开他们的心扉，能够接受主。
And I'm missing the truth that Jesus receives them.
我就忽略了这一方面的真理，那就是主耶稣自己呢愿意接纳这些罪人。
I have the thought, maybe if you repent, if you change your ways, then I can receive you and you would have a place at the table. You follow? It's a kind of religious mentality.
我觉得说，如果你们这些人都悔改的话呢，那么你们就可以来到我的面前和我一起同坐席。你们知道吗？这就是一个宗教的思想。
And you see, it's just the opposite of what is going on when Jesus is present.
你知道吗？当主耶稣同在的时候，你发现这些就正好相反的事情发生。
And I go on about this because this particular chapter, this was the first bit of the gospel that I ever heard.
因为这个是第一次我听到福音。
When I was a teenager, and my uncle took me to see a man.
我小的时候呢，我在青少年的时候，我的叔叔呢带我去见一个人。
And I don't remember anything about this man other than that his name was Brother Cole, C-O-L-E, Brother Cole. That's all I remember.
我现在不记得这个人长什么样，记得他的名字叫做郭弟兄。
We sat down on his porch, his front porch.
我们在他家的那个前门呢，旁边呢坐着。
I didn't go over there to play with his teenage son.
我没有去那里和他们的青少年的朋友一起玩。
He didn't have a teenage son, as far as I knew. I didn't know that he was married. He was the only one at home that day.
其实他也没有什么青少年的儿女，因为我不晓得他结婚了没有。那天呢，就他一个人在他家里。
And I can say I was a little bit nervous because my uncle, he was a man of very few words, but he was very insistent that I needed to go and sit down and have a talk with Brother Cole.
所以那天呢，我有点紧张，因为我的叔叔呢很少讲话的。然后他呢，那天呢就坚持我要去见这位郭弟兄。
Now he knew that I'd been raised up in the Methodist Church since I was since I was born and I was sprinkled.
因为他知道我从小是在这个每一每聚会中长大的，所以我对于这个圣经的一些知识呢，我都有些认识。
And he might even have known that I helped my mother in the Sunday school class when I was little.
他知道说我从小呢帮我的母亲呢准备主日学教材。
But I think he sensed something deeper about me.
但是他从他内心里面深处呢，感觉到我其实有些这个需要。
That maybe I was acquainted with Christianity, maybe very comfortable with Christianity, but I hadn't actually met Jesus yet.
他可能觉得我对基督教非常的熟悉，但是我自己本身呢，还没有真正遇见主耶稣。
Now, if you had talked to me back then, I would have said, well, isn't that the same thing? You know, some people say, well, you become a Christian, and other people say, well, you meet Jesus. Isn't that the same thing?
有很多人来讲，可能这两件事情可能是同一件事情。你要信基督教和你来信耶稣，这两不是同一件事情吗？
And my Uncle H.L., I'm not even sure what the H and what the L stands for. We just called him H.L. And he didn't say much, but I know that if I had raised a question like that, well, there's no difference between Christianity and meeting Jesus. He would have said, now you're wrong about that.
我的叔叔叫做 H.L., 我只知道他的这个缩写的名字。我如果问他说这两个有什么不同呢，他一定会跟我讲说你错了。这两个是不同的，遇见主耶稣和信基督教是不同的。
And that was my first real experience of someone who spoke about Jesus as a living person.
那是我第一次听到呢，有人呢来向我讲主耶稣，把主耶稣讲成是一个活的真人。
That you could speak with Jesus just as you speak with any other living person.
你可以向主耶稣说话，像你对任何活的人说话一样。
And that if you listen very carefully, you could hear Jesus speaking to you.
当你很注意听的时候，你可以听到主耶稣和你说话。
Now, all of this it doesn't really mean a whole lot until it happens to you.
这些事情对你好像没有什么太大的这个感觉，直到有一天呢，主耶稣真正向你说话了。
And I remember what Brother Cole said to me.
所以我还记得这位郭弟兄向我说的话。
He just told me this story in Luke chapter 15.
他就用这个路加福音十五章呢来跟我讲了一个故事。
He didn't get out his Bible and read his Bible to me.
他没有打开他的圣经和我读圣经。
What he told me was in his heart.
他把他心中所有的来向我说话。
And he told me the story as if he was present when it happened.
他向我说这段故事的时候，就好像他自己本人呢，就在这段故事的里面。
And I probably would have no idea that it was actually in the Bible somewhere.
那时候我还不晓得他说的故事其实就在圣经的里面。
But I remember distinctly that he just told me that story, and then he said, let's go inside. And he prayed for me.
他讲完这故事以后呢，他就跟我们说，让我们进到屋子里面，然后他就为我祷告。
And as he was praying for me, you know, something began to not be so cold in my heart.
当他为我祷告的时候呢，我心里 突然那个冷淡的感觉没有了。
And I'm not saying, I'm not talking about supernatural experiences, although I'm most assured that the Holy Spirit was at work in that situation.
我不是讲到非常神奇的事，虽然我觉得那个时候呢，圣灵做了很奇妙的事在我里面。
I'm not talking about having, different kinds of feelings or visions or anything like that.
我没有说到我有什么很奇异的感觉，或者是什么我看到什么异象，我不是讲这些事。
But there was just something about this situation that here was someone that didn't know me, that had never met me.
我看到说在那里呢，有一个人从来不认识我，也从来没有遇见过我的人。
But they cared enough about me.
但是他们对我是那样的关心。
To really sincerely pray for me.
他们从他们心中呢，真正来为我祷告。
And I don't know, there was just something about that that really touched me in a deep way.
就是那件事情呢，非常深深的打动了我。
He wasn't asking me to sign anything.
他没有叫我这个填什么表格。
He didn't expect me to leave an offering in the plate on my way out.
或者是他没有叫我去这个出去以前呢，在这个奉献一点。
He wasn't trying to get me to do anything.
他没有叫我去做任何一件事。
But he was giving me the Jesus that he knew.
他乃是把说他所认识的主耶稣呢，告诉我。
And I did not yet know the Jesus that he knew.
那个时候呢，我还不认识他所认识的耶稣。
But after visiting with him that day, I wasn't the same.
但是从那一次访问他开始呢，我呢就改变了。
Now, I could go on and I could tell you how I went to a Bible study and we were reading the book of Exodus and I had no clue about what was going on.
我可以告诉你们，我去参加这个查经班聚会，然后读这个出埃及记，我一点都不晓得我们在查什么。
And that's true. I went to a Bible study and they were studying Exodus and I didn't have a clue.
我说告诉你们是真事。当我去查经班读这个出埃及记的时候，我根本不晓得他们在讲什么。
And I wish I could say that on this occasion, oh, I really loved the Bible study.
我盼望说在这个这一段时间的时候呢，我可以跟你们讲说，哎呀，我是多么的爱牧主的话。
Nah, not really.
不是的，那个还没有到那个时候。
It's like I feel like I came into the story about, you know, a couple few episodes too late.
我就像是好像是失去了很多这个章节啊，然后插在中间的一些故事。
And, you know, I'm, you know, trying to wrap my head around what it's like to wander around in the desert, you know, for 40 years.
我是感觉到我是好像是在这个在旷野里面这个流荡了40年。
But the amazing thing is that I was there, and I wasn't sort of dragged there.
奇妙的事情是这样，是我在查经的班里面，我没有被这个强迫参加。
And I even came back the next day.
那么第二次呢，我又去了查经班。
Which, I mean, that never happened before.
以前呢，从来没有发生过的。
And I remember on one occasion, you know, an invitation was given. Would somebody want to pray to pray to receive Jesus? It was a general sort of thing. It wasn't orchestrated. It was just anyone wants prayer, you just come forward and we'll pray.
有一次呢，他们申请邀请，谁愿意来接受主耶稣呢，就能够来到前面，他们为他们祷告。那不是一个非常这个非常有设计的安排的，但是是在那个时候，就是有人感动，就有这样的提出要求。
And I jumped up there and I went up there and to pray.
我就起来，然后到了那里，到了前面去和他们一起祷告。
I don't remember anything that was prayed. I don't know what I prayed. I don't know what this brother or brothers. I don't know what they prayed.
我现在不记得我祷告了什么，或者这些弟兄们祷告了什么。
But one thing I do remember is that when I stood up and turned around,
但我记得当我站起来，我转身的时候，
every face in that room had a smile on it.
我看到每一个脸孔啊，在那个屋子里的每一张脸呢，都笑了。
And I had never seen anything like that.
我从来没有看到这样的现象。
And here I was in a little town in Virginia, and my family lived in Chicago, and somehow I felt right at home, right here.
虽然是我的家在芝加哥，那我在的地方是在这个维州 Virginia 的一个小地方，但是我心中觉得这就是我的家。
And I still remember that. How many years? 43, my goodness, 43 years later.
So, 我现在还记得那个时候，就是43年以后呢，我还记得那个情景。
It was just like yesterday.
就像昨天发生的事一样。
Actually, it's just like right now.
其实呢，我还感觉到那个现在就在发生在我们中间。
And I don't want to go on and on just telling my backstory.
我不想一直来告诉你们我的自己本身的故事。
Because this is everyone's story, brothers and sisters.
因为这个是每一个弟兄姊妹你自己的故事。
This is not just the good tax collectors and sinners, if there is such a thing.
这不是一些好的罪人、好的税吏。如果我们可以这样讲的话。
I was told the whole story of my life before I ever left home for the first time.
我可以告诉你，我在这个没有离开家以前，我所做的一切的事。
And my life again and again has proven the truth of these words.
我的生活那个时候是一次的来见证，这个我是属于这些罪人。
And I can honestly say that every time I go back to this portion of Scripture, I see something, I hear something that I never heard or saw before.
每次我来到这个段经文的时候呢，我就会听见、看见一些我以前没有看见、听见的。
But you know what? This story is your story.
你知道吗？这里讲的故事其实就是你的故事。
Even if you don't know it yet,It's your story.
或许你自己还不晓得，还没有发现，但是这确实是你的故事。
Now I want to share a little bit about. I don't think we're going to do 31 verses, but I just want to give you a little taste of what it is I'm talking about.
所以我在这里想要再分享31节圣经，但是我在这里就是很这个总夸式的来提醒一些事。
You know, Jesus talked about the lost sheep.
主耶稣讲到这个失去的羊
，and probably every one of us have heard that story.
可能很多人呢，在这里每一个人可能都听到这个故事。
And Jesus saying, you just reflect on what you would do if you had 100 sheep and one of them went missing.
主耶稣来是说的，你们自己想想看，如果你们自己啊有一百只羊，但是丢掉了一只。
Would you leave the 99 and go off in search of that one?
你们岂不要把这个99只羊呢撇在一边，然后去找那个失去的羊吗？
After all, 99 out of 100 is not bad, right?
因为99只羊呢，只失去了一只啊，好像不是很坏的事情。
Maybe the good, wise business thing to do would be to just write it off, and you can maybe purchase another one in the market.
可能以这个商业的打算来说呢，你可能就是把那只失去的羊当作一个损失，然后再去买一只。
If you consider the cost involved in retracing your steps and spending all that time searching for that one sheep, certainly.
因为你去用那些心思啊，用那些花费去找这只羊呢，的代价可能胜过你就是在市场去再买一只。
But this picture is very unique.
但是这段故事里面有一个非常特殊的点。
This shepherd is going to leave the 99.
这个好牧人呢，要把这个99只羊撇在一边。
And is going to go back, retrace the steps until he finds that one.
他乃是再回去，然后去找这个失去的羊。
You know, that's what my wife always tells me when I lose my car key. She said, well, you got to retrace your steps.
就像是我太太常常告诉我，当我这个忘记我的钥匙的时候，车钥匙的时候，她说，你要回去刚才所经过的地方都要回去找。
Now, I might not like to be reminded of that, but I'm not going to go anywhere if I don't have those keys.
那我知道说我没有钥匙的话，我就不能到任何一个地方去。
And it almost seems like that in the heart of this shepherd.
就好像是这个好牧人他的心里面也是一样同样的心境。
99 out of 100 is pretty good, but I'm not going anywhere until I have this one.
虽然99只羊还在我手里，这是一个不是很坏的事，但是呢，如果没有找到那一只失去的羊呢，我不能再往前行。
Now there's something you've got to recognize about being lost.
你也要记得什么这个失去是什么样的滋味。
After 40 some years, I'm just starting to catch a glimpse of it.
所以40年以后呢，我才慢慢的感觉到那是什么滋味。
To be lost, you have to belong to someone.
你要有失去感以前呢，你要先有这个归属感，你要本身是属于归属是哪一个人身上。
A wild animal, the wild rabbit doesn't belong to anybody. He's wild, he's free.
一个野的这个乌鸦呢，不属于任何人，所以它从来没有这个失去的感觉。
But to be lost, you have to first belong.
所以你要失去以前，你必须要先是属于某一个人的。
If you're lost, that means you have a place somewhere.
你失去了，你当你失去的时候，乃是你本来应该有一个属于你的地方。
And when you're not there, someone feels lost.
当你不在你的地方的时候呢，有人就会感觉那个失去感。
That there is someone who misses you when you're not there.
有人会想念你，当你不在那里的时候。
There's someone who feels the pain if you're not there.
有人会心中感觉伤痛，因为你不在那里。
Because you're important to the heart of this one.
因为你对那个人来说呢，你是非常重要的。
Now another thing, to be lost, you have to be sought after.
还有一件事情关于失去乃是就是你要去寻找。
You know, I don't look for my keys until I need them.
我不会去找我的钥匙除非我丢了。
And I remember in graduate school those papers that I had worked on to write, and it was time to submit them, you know, and I'd already tapped out my advisor's grace way beyond what I should have. And I know I left it there on the desk, and it's not there.
我还记得我在这个研究所的时候呢，我把这个所有的要交的那个论文呢都弄好了，但是呢，到教授面前的时候，我忘记我放在哪里了。
It's not lost until you look for it and you can't find it.
你不晓得你所失去的东西，直到呢你需要它，你去找的时候找不到。
And if you're lost.And you're sought after.
当你失去了，然后你去寻找的时候，
it must be you just can't replace. You just can't replace that one that's lost and that's sought after.
所以你会发现说，你所失去的是你不能代替的。
See, I'm having trouble because.I know the Lord's not talking about sheep.
我在这里有点这个想要琢磨这件感觉，但是呢，我知道我的主呢不是他不是真正讲到一个羊而已。
He's not talking about coins.
他不是要讲到一些点。
He's not talking about property.
他不是讲到一些这个产业。
He's talking about living persons.
他乃是说到这个活的人。
Sons.
他讲到些儿子们。
Sons of the Father.
是神的儿女。
And that there is a father who knows all of his sons and daughters.
这边有一位父亲呢，他知道他的每一位儿女。
But all of his sons and daughters don't know him yet.
但是不是所有他的儿女呢，都认识他。
So he knows and he feels the loss.
所以这个父亲呢，就里面就感觉到那个失去。
And they may not have discovered that yet.
那他的儿女们呢，却还没有发现到这一点。
But there's something, if you lose it, why not just get another one? Well, I can't just get another one because there's only one.
有人会说，哎，你失去了，为什么再不买一个，再代替一个呢？但是呢，他们要知道说，我只有这一个，我不能代替的。
Now that works if you're talking about property or if you're talking about things. If I can't find my power drill, I'm not going to spend all Saturday looking through the garage. I'll just go to Home Depot and buy another one.
如果我们这边是讲到一些失去的东西的话，那么我会到那个。超级商店去再买一个回来。
But don't tell my wife I would do that.
那不要告诉我的太太我要这样做。
But the point is you can't just go buy another you.
因为你没有办法在超级商品店啊再买一个你。
There's only one of you.
因为在世界上只有一个你。
And your heavenly father knows.If you're absent, if you're not there.
天父知道当你不在你的地方的时候。
And that's the last little point. If there's only one of a kind, if you can't be replaced.
假如你是那样的在那样的特殊是没办法被取代的。
It must be that you have a value.
所以这表示说你在神面前是有一个很特殊的价值。
That in his eyes is so precious.
在父的眼中啊你是非常宝贵的。
That he's willing to do anything.
他就乐意做任何一件事。
To find you.
来寻找你。
And bring you back home where you belong.
把你带回家中，带回到你应该在的地方。
Now there's something of that in this story.
你知道吗？这个故事里面就讲到这些事。
And it's the same thing. The woman who lost the coin.
你知道那个一个 妇人呢，她失去钱的比喻里面也是同样的。
You know, how much trouble are you going to go through to find this one coin?
你知道她失去了那个一块钱，她要花多少的心思了去再找那个这个钱。
And for her, you know, it's a set of ten.
对她来讲，这是一个十块钱，十个铜板。
And you know, if you've got a set of ten and you know, you've only got nine of them, I mean, it's incomplete.
在那个一组的里面，十个一组的里面，你失去了一个，你知道这一组就不完全了。
All ten are important, and if one is lost, then that one lost one becomes more important than the other nine.
每一块钱在这一组里面都是重要的。当你失去一个的时候呢，那一个就比其他的九个都更重要，你必须要找到它。
You know, sometimes I try to look for artwork to see how people have tried to represent these parables before.
以前呢，他们想要用一些这个一些那个这个艺术品呢，来说明这个故事的背后的意义。
And there's not so many of this woman who's searching for the coin as there are the shepherd searching for the sheep.
我们知道这个和这个好牧人呢，寻找这个失去的羊是稍微不一样的。
But I did find one that really seemed to sum it up.
我看到的一些这个艺术作品的里面呢，能够掌握住这个故事的精要。
And it showed the woman who had lit the lamp and she was down on her hands and knees.
看到一个老妇人呢，用一个灯呢，跪着用手去摸索找这个。
And she was crawling around, and she had her face down near to the ground, looking behind every little crevice in the house, behind every basket, behind every jar, behind every table.
那在这个艺术图画里面呢，这个妇人的脸就好像贴在地上一样。找的每一个角落里面，每一个这个椅子背后，那个什么纸篓背后呢，他好像在寻找每一个地方。
And she had the broom and she stuck it up under the table and back over there in the corner where you can't see.
他是用这个一个扫把来那个去勾到那些看不到的一些那角落里，然后找这个铜钱。
And I was looking at that picture, and then suddenly it dawned on me, the reason Jesus told this story is that he wants everyone who has an ear to hear to know that this is the way my Father is.
当我看到这个图画的时候呢，神啊，就是要告诉我们啊，父啊。就是这样的，像这妇人一样来寻找我们。
Jesus would say, "This is what my Father is like. He is willing to humble himself and to get down on his hands and knees on the dirty floor and look in every corner until he finds the one that can't be replaced, the one that his heart's desire is set on."
主耶稣告诉我们说，天父啊，就是将被他自己像这妇人一样贴在地面上，要来寻找我们这个没办法取代的，这个失去的那块钱。
And the shepherd that leaves the 99 in the field and goes back and is searching for that one scrawny little lamb.
那这个牧人呢，要回头。去找这个小小的这个羔羊。
And when he finds that lamb, you know, he doesn't say, "Well, now, you know, this is the last time for you."
他找到这个小羊羔，就是他没有跟着羊羔说，这最后一次我来找你。
You know that whole kind of thinking, it doesn't even fit into the story at all.
你看他们那种态度呢，根本不适合在这个故事里面。
It's like, "Where are you? Where are you? There you are."
他呢是说。你在哪里呀、啊？你在哪里呀、啊？哦，是这，你在这里，我终于找到你了。
And it's like, now you better follow me all the way home and march in line and don't you wander off again.
他没有说你现在好好跟着我后面，不要再走丢了。
Rejoicing, he puts on his shoulder.
他因为太高兴的缘故呢，他把他扛在自己的肩上
，and carries him home, and everybody rejoices together.
把他抬到家里，然后和所有的人一同分享他的喜乐。
And you realize if you read these carefully, you can say that Jesus is talking to these folks, and he's saying, "You don't know my Father."
你知道，当你读到这些故事的时候，他乃是跟这些。法利赛人跟文士说，你们实在是不认识我的父。
If you knew my father, you would not be offended at me.
你们如果真正认识我的天父呢，你们就不会为我而绊倒。
Because my father is just like this shepherd.
你知道吗？我的父呢，就像这个好牧人一样。
And he's just like this woman who searches for that one missing piece.
因为我的父就像这个妇人一样，我来寻找那个失去的铜钱。
And that's why he sent me.
这是为什么我的父在我的里面。
And that's exactly what is going on when you see tax collectors and sinners, all of them.
这是为什么你看到我和这些税吏和罪人，所有他们的人。
All of them are drawing near to Jesus.
就是为什么这些税吏和罪人呢，都来挨近主耶稣。
And they want to listen to what he has to say.
他们乐意来听主耶稣要讲什么。
And they're not ashamed to sit down and share a meal with him.
他们和他一同同坐吃饭的时候，他自己不觉得羞耻。
Because when they're with Jesus, they have a deep sense that they've come home.
因为他们跟主耶稣坐席的时候，他们里面呢，深处就感觉到他们回到家了。
And that's the way the Heavenly Father is.
这是我们的父神的心情。
He's not waiting for you to come to Him. He's coming down to where you are.
他不是等你回家，乃是他来到你所在的地方。
Bring a little home to the ones who are lost.
把那个失去的带回家。
Bring that fellowship, that sense of I've prepared this meal for you to enjoy. Let's sit down and enjoy it together.
他乃是乐意和我们交通，说我已经把这个饭食准备好了，就是要和你一同。
Now that's the beautiful setup to the story that we all know so well about the prodigal son.
这个就是在讲到失去的这个儿子的时候呢，所有的背景。
Because there's two sons in the father's house, and the father loves both of those sons dearly.
在浪子的比喻里面说到有一个人有两个儿子，这个两个他父亲都非常喜欢。
And one of those sons is, well, you know what prodigal is. Prodigal means that you're wasteful.
你知道这个浪子的意思就是你就是花费一切。
You're impatient. You're self-centered. It's very insulting to demand that your father give you the inheritance before he passes away.
一个浪子是一个非常自私的。然后你如果是向父亲要你所赢得的产业，是一个非常这个侮辱的事。
It's like saying, you know, my father is getting older, but he's in excellent health.
就好像是对他父亲说，我父亲年纪大了，但他是非常健康。
And I want my father's money more than I want my father.
我希望我父亲的钱财。胜过我的父亲。
That's exactly what he's saying. Father, give me the share of the inheritance that falls to me.
所以他跟他父亲说，请你把我当得的产业呢分给我。
And interestingly, says the father divided it between both of his sons.
我们看到这个，他的父亲就把这个产业分成两半，然后分给他们。
And one son, you know, the youngest son went out and he threw it all away.
就我们知道这个其中有一个儿子就是那个小的儿子呢就离开了然后就把一切都任意放荡浪费了。
And the other son, the oldest son, he's the interesting one because he had his inheritance, but he didn't spend a dime of it.
但是这个 大的儿子呢也是很有趣的，他得了他的产业以后，他没有花一分。
He's working out in the field, and the servants around the house know the father better than the eldest son. Now you think about that.
他的这个大儿子呢，就在这个继续在田野里啊，这个做苦工，所以他家人的仆人呢，认识主人的心呢，比他儿子认识他父亲的心还要深切。
You're the oldest son of a wealthy landowner, and you're working in the farthest distance of the field, and you have no idea what is going on in your father's heart.
你是这么富足的财主的儿子，但是呢，你就是在这个很远的地方田野里面做事情。但是你根本不晓得你的父亲心里面的情景。
Now you see, these two brothers are so different in their character.
所以这两个儿子有非常不同的个性。
But they have a couple things in common.
但是他们却有一些共同点。
One is that they don't know their father.
其中一个共同点就是他们不认识他们的父亲。
They don't really know his heart.
他们不认识他父亲的心。
And they don't realize how much the Father loves them.
他们不晓得他们的父亲多么的爱他们。
And they both come to learn how much the Father loves them in very different ways.
他们两位呢，都用不同的方法呢，来认识他父亲对他们的爱。
And for each of them, it takes...this sort of extreme situation before they come to realize that I thought I knew my father, but I really don't know him.
他们都是经过一个非常特殊的遭遇来认识他们的父亲，他们都说哎呀，真正是我以前根本不认识我的父亲。
Now the prodigal, you know, he went out, he spent it all. He went into the far country, he spent all the money.
你知道这浪子是乃是这个他把钱财带去以后就浪费了所有他所有的。
And finally he just had to take a job, working for some man, feeding his pigs.
他后来穷苦起来呢，就必须要在一个猪养猪的猪圈里面来做工来养活自己。
Now so much for being a wealthy son of a wealthy father. Now I've just got a job feeding the pigs.
他虽然以前是一个富足的这个家的儿子，但现在呢，他必须要就喂猪来养活自己。
And we're told how he lost everything, and he found himself in a situation where he thought what the pigs were eating looked pretty good.
他浪费了一切财产以后呢，他现在发现是这个猪吃的比他自己的还好。
Now that's just the Lord's way of saying you get lower than low.
这乃是主是告诉我们呢、啊，这个儿子到了一个不能再低的一个地位。
But then there's that beautiful expression that says that he came to himself in verse 17.
在第四节告诉一个非常美妙的转捩点呢，是他告诉我们说他醒悟了过来。
He had to get so low.In order for him to come to his senses and realize who he really was.
他必须要这个羞辱到一个不能再羞辱的地步才发觉这个醒悟过来。
And he just said, wait a minute, my father's servants have got it better than I do. And
他说是哎呀我父亲的仆人们呢比我过得还好。
One thing those servants don't have.
但是有件事情他父亲的仆人没有的。
My father.
我的父亲。
I can appeal to him as a father.
我可以向他来说他是我的父亲。
And you know, this is the idea that comes in his mind. I'll go back and I'll make a deal with my father, you see. I'll say, I know I'm not worthy to be called your son.You just hire me, and I'll work for you like a servant.
所以他说是，虽然这种情形发生在我身上，但是他仍然是我的父亲，我可以回到他那里呢，和他来这个讲理呢，来这个糊口。
And that's sort of the way we tend to think. That's the religious mindset. I have got to give God a reason to accept me because I made a mess of everything that He ever gave me and did for me. I've got to at least show Him I'm willing to do better now.
你知道这个观念呢，这儿子才有的观念，乃是一个宗教的观念，乃是说我可以回到神面前的说，哎呀，我一定要改进改良，然后呢，我来得着，从父里面那里得着一些好处。
Father, I've sinned against you, I've sinned against heaven, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, make me as one of your hired servants. That was the plan. I'll go to my father and I'll tell him that.
他心里说呢，我要这样做，我向我父亲说，父啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，我以后不配成为你的儿子，你把我当作一个雇工吧。
And you see, he thinks his father is just like him. He thinks his father is more interested in the money that was thrown away than in the well-being of his own flesh and blood.
你知道这个儿子呢，以为他的父亲跟他一样，在乎的是那些失去的钱财，而不是他自己本身的真正的益处。
And that beautiful picture that says that when he was still far off,
那圣经里面告诉我们这一段非常美丽的话呢，说到他还很远的时候，
The father saw him from a distance.
他的父亲看见，从很远地方就看见他。
You catch a glimpse of his heart. He misses his son. He's longing for the return of his son. He's watching and waiting on the horizon. Is there any indication yet?
所以你知道看到这个父亲的盼望，他儿子回家的那个心情，他在那边一直在等候，在一直在仰望很远的地方，要来看见他的儿子，要等待他的儿子回来。
And as soon as he sees that tiny little silhouette on the horizon, he knows right away it's his son.
他说很远的地方在 地平线上看到一个身影的时候，他就知道他那个就是他的儿子。
And does he sit there on his throne and wait for him to come and make him throw himself down on the ground? The way the Lord describes this father is amazing.
他不是坐在他的那个宝座上的等他儿子这个走过来，乃是他在这个父亲的图画里面告诉我们天父自己的心肠。
He couldn't wait.
他不能够在那等。
You see this old fella, you figure he's an old fella, but he's running to where his son is.
你知道吗？你看到这个老父亲呢，就是年老的父亲呢，动了慈心，就跑过去，跑过去去接他儿子。
It doesn't matter what the motivation is. It doesn't matter all of his plan about, well, how I'll pay you back for everything and I'll work off the debt. He's not interested in that at all. It's his heart is overflowing with joy at just the tiniest indication that his son is on his way back.
他根本不在乎他的儿子怎样能够把他所浪费的钱再赚回来，他乃是真正看见这位他要的他儿子回来了。
And as soon as he gets there, he embraces him, and you know the boy has his whole speech all memorized, and he can't even get it out of his mouth. His father's not, he doesn't care about any of that.
你知道这个儿，当他父亲发现他的时候呢，他这个儿子虽然是把他一个要跟他爸爸讲的这些话都已经备好了，放在心里面准备要讲，但他爸爸没有给他这种机会，因为他父亲根本不在意他儿子在讲什么。Get
the robe, the finest robe, put it on him.
他父亲就说，把那个最好的袍子拿来给他。Get
the shoes on his feet, get the ring, put it on his finger. The honor is bestowed on the one who probably smelled like pigsty still.
把那个鞋子拿来，把这个戒指拿来。那个时候他可能闻起来像一个猪一样，但是呢，他爸爸根本也不在乎。
And then slay the fatted calf. We're going to have a celebration.
然后那仆人讲，把那个肥牛丢，肥牛犊啊杀了，然后我们要有一个这个庆宴。
I know it's time to stop now, but I want you to think about this.
我的时间到了，但我要想弟兄姊妹来思想这件事情。We've
heard it so many times. It's just sort of, we already know where the story is going.
我们因为听到这个故事太多次了，所以我们知道说这个结局是怎样。
But I can't imagine what it would look like to see this father dancing at this party.
我却呢想到说，这个父亲呢，在这个宴席上啊，他怎样来跳舞？
And what that son must have felt in his heart to sit there.
那这个儿子呢，这个浪子在坐在那戏上，看到他爸爸这么高兴的时候，他有什么想法？
He's sitting there. I know I'm a rat. I am totally worthless, and I have shamed my father. And there is something about the kind of love that he's showing me that I have never seen or even known.
那我是这样不配的儿子，我做了这个羞辱我父亲的事情，但是这个父亲是何等的爱我。
Is he really like that?
他是不是这样子想呢？
Is he really dancing for joy?
我的父亲是不是真正是因着太高兴、太喜乐了，在那边跳舞呢？
Is he really not expecting you to change everything and really shape up and get your religion right before you can sit at the table with him?
难道父亲真是不在乎我做什么，能够和他一同坐席吗？
Is repentance something that you're supposed to come up with on your own in the far country? And then you bring your repentance and your deeds of penance back to God, and He'll decide whether or not He'll receive you or not.
是不是你要先在这个外地的时候已经悔改了，然后来到这个家中，他才来接受你呢？
Or is repentance something that happens after you see this kind of love and favor bestowed on you, and you know to the depths of your soul that you don't deserve one bit of it?
或者是当你真正先看到这样的爱跟的情景的时候呢，你心中深处感觉到你的不配，你才悔改。
Is it that grace and that love that won't rest until you have come home and found your place in the Father's embrace?
神的恩典和爱呢，也先把你带到你的家，你自己的该有的位置。
Well, that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, my Father's like this.
那主耶稣乃是告诉我们说，我们的天父就是这样子。
And I've come to prove it.
我来就是证明给你们看，我的父就是这样。
And that's why the one who told this story, he despised not the shame when he was spat upon and rejected and hated and cast out of his own heritage by the ones that the Father loves so deeply.
圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣呢，轻看他所受的羞辱，是为着我们这些人。虽然他自己本身被拒绝，忍受各样的苦难。
And he does that to show us, I don't care what you give me.
他乃是说， 你们怎样待我呢？都没有什么关系。
I want you to know my Father and to know how deeply you are loved by Him.
我乃是要你们知道父神何等爱你们，他的爱对你们是何等真切。
Now we'll stop. That older son, he had to learn that a different way.
你知道这个大儿子需要用不同的方面来认识他的父亲的爱。
And do you know, he was representing what the Pharisees were doing.
他乃代表这些法利赛人。This
son of yours, he's no brother of mine.
他说这些，你的儿子呢，他不是我的兄弟。And
he was so mad and angry with his father, saying, "How come you never? I never disobeyed you even once, and you didn't throw a party for me."
他为着他父亲对他这个弟弟做的，他非常生气。他说我在你们辛辛苦苦的工作，你从来没有好好待过我。And
what an eye-opener that was for the father to say, my son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours.
你知道，当父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，这是何等感动人的话。
You didn't spend a dime of the grace that was yours, but that's not because I don't love you.
你没有花一分钱，那并不表示我不爱你。
And somehow the Lord has a way of putting these two brothers together in that same house. And he doesn't tell how they learn to love one another. But you can be sure that they learned that in time.
虽然说主呢把这两个儿子都放在同一个屋顶的底下，他虽然没有说他们两个弟兄们会彼此相爱，我相信说这个故事完了以后呢，他们会彼此相爱。
Father, we just thank you so much for your precious word, for the truth of your gospel.
父神，为着你自己的真理，为着福音，我们来感谢赞美你。
And Lord, as many times as we've heard these stories, we pray that you would just tell us again and again, remind us again and again, till our hearts overflow.
当我们每次读到这段经文的时候，但愿主啊，你自己来一直来向我们说话，直到我们的心中充满了你的话。
And we just pray for those, our parents that we've prayed for years, our sons and daughters that we've prayed for years, maybe friends that we've been praying for years.
和那些我们所祷告多年的父母，或者是我们的儿女，或者是我们的朋友。
And pray, Lord, that you would show them and show them through us that they're included too.
但愿从我们的身上他们看见，你已经接纳了他们。
Pray that this place here would be a home for many, many wandering ones to meet Jesus Christ in person.
但愿这个地方，就是那些在外面流荡的人能够找到主耶稣基督做他们家的地方。
And we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
靠着耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.